Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Now it's time for the Swamp Swami 2018 College Football Recap. Is it really over now? Oh, man. After 39 bowl games, okay, 38 this year, because the First Responder Bowl in Dallas was canceled early due to persistent lightning, the Clemson Tigers have taken home the BCS championship on Monday night to end another great season of college football. Being the honest person that I am, it's time to report how well the Swamp Swami Top 130, the ranking of all the BCS schools, performed during the college football bowl season. The answer? Well, not quite as good as I hoped. With a bowl record of 22-16, all of my picks were based on the team's final regular season ranking. I was kind of hoping for a better than 58% winning percentage, but oh well, there's always next year, right? And though your faithful Swamp Swami put a lot of stock into the University of Central Florida for the past two seasons, it is important to note that UCF's 25-game winning streak was still a terrific story. Though LSU and UCF both had some key players missing from the Fiesta Bowl, I think it's safe to say that UCF's injured quarterback, Milton McKenzie, might have caused a few extra problems for the Bayou Bengals in the matchup. But congratulations to LSU and UCF. That was a great game. So hang in there, UCF, and a big good luck and get well soon to Milton McKenzie as you recover from your leg injuries. It's also time to salute this year the Army Cadets on a fantastic season two. With their resounding thumping of the University of Houston in their bowl game, the Black Knights finished the season with a school record 11 wins this year. And to top it off, the Lombardi Foundation announced on Tuesday that Army's head football coach, Jeff Munkin, has been named the winner of its 2018 Vince Lombardi College Football Coach of the Year Award. The annual award is focused on leadership skills, with special recognition given for, among other things, doing the most with the least, overcoming adversity, creating and/or maintaining a successful environment, and playing by the rules of the game with integrity, honor, and respect. Army, and your coach, great season. We'll see you next year. Also this year, rising out of the swamp in Gainesville, Florida, the Gators and their new head football coach, Dan Mullen, improved from 4-7 in 2017 all the way up to 10-3 this season. Look out, Georgia. These Gators are going to be dangerous in the years to come in the SEC East. The same positive vibes are coming out of Austin, Texas, from Bevo and the Texas Longhorns. Coach Tom Herman's turnaround operation in Austin has lifted Texas back into the national discussion after the Horns whipped Georgia in the Sugar Bowl to finish the season at 10-4. Then on the other side, there's the decline of the Pac-12 conference, and that's been nothing short of incredible this season. Former longtime national powers such as USC, who finished 5-7, Colorado 5-7, and UCLA with an incredibly dismal 3-9 record this year, have all faded from the national discussion. Though Washington State's 10-2 season mark was quite impressive, only two of the Pac-12's conference teams, Wazoo and the University of Washington, finished their season ranked in the Associated Press top 25 teams. You know, I call him as I see him here, and Swamp Swami continues to shake his head at the unwavering and mostly undeserved media love which continues to be showered onto the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State finished number 3, then Michigan at 14, Penn State was rated 17, Northwestern with 5 losses finished number 21, and Iowa at number 25. They all serve to prove my point. And though the SEC had more teams, 6 of them, in the AP Top 25, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, and Texas A&M, the BCS playoff snub of Ohio State from the Big Ten, again, speaks to the weaker level of competition in the Big Ten Conference. Finally, 2018 brought us the story about Purdue's determined and cancer-stricken student football fan, Tyler Trent. Tyler passed away this year on January 1st at the age of 20 after a battle with a form of bone cancer called osteosarcoma. For those of us fortunate enough to have watched Purdue's stunning upset of then unbeaten Ohio State with superfan Tyler Trent in attendance, this inspiring and always happy young man served as a reminder to all of us to enjoy your life every single day while you still can. So, wrapping things up, congratulations go to Clemson and to the FCS small college champion, North Dakota State. The Tigers and the Bison both finished the season a perfect 15-0 to take their respective national championships back home. Goodbye for now, college football. We'll definitely welcome you back come August. I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.